Time now with our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, did the gutsy performance of your team last week tell you anything new that you didn't maybe know about your team or not?
No, I mean, again, these first-round matchups, Phil, it's just a fine line. And as you know, we played those guys during the year, and it was 2-1-2, so we expected nothing different, and that's the way we thought it was going to go. We thought it was probably going to go 3, and of course, you know, we obviously like our team.
Wells Mullick was named the CCHA Defenseman of the Week. It was his first of the year. As steady of a defenseman as he is, I was a little surprised that that was the first one he's had this year. But what is it about his game that makes him so steady and so darn good?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. He is steady. That's the biggest thing. He's consistent in his game. He's good. He's good away from the puck. He makes a lot of smart plays. He's a really, really good first pass guy. He sees it. He makes that play. He's a good defender. He's got good gaps. He's got bite to his game. You can put him in any kind of situation, and he's really good.
Defensively, as a group, I thought you guys were really good last week. Where can you still maybe get a little better, though?
I don't know. I think we're evolving pretty good. You know, I think our game's pretty well rounded right now, and you have to have good balance this time of the year.
Your power play scored 4 against Northern that Saturday night, 10 that losing skid. You haven't scored one since. This time of the year, scoring is hard in general, but on the power play too. Is that still a little concerning to you that it's been that long?
No, I didn't even know that, Schultze, to be honest with you. You're doing the stats. I really haven't. Again, I look at a lot of different. I look at puck movement. I look at shot selection. I don't look at goals as much. I mean, I understand that we get defined with goals, but as long as we're seeing it, that's all that matters to me, because then I know, obviously, again, there's going to be times that it's going to go in, and there's going to be times you're going to have a drought. Everybody does. That's why, over all the years I've been doing this, I don't worry about those things. I just worry about, again, puck movement. Are we seeing it? Are we making the right play? Are we having good shot selection? Do we have good puck recovery? Are we going low to high? Are we getting good rotation up with the puck? Is our breakouts clean? Do we have good support on the breakouts? So we just look at those types of things, and if all those are going well, you can't ask any more out of the guys.
Your penalty kill has given up 2 in the last 6 games. That's a pretty darn good number, too, though. Do you like that group, too?
Yeah. I mean, we do, Schultze. Again, a lot of it is just details and cleaning up stuff. And probably over the course of the last 2 weeks, we worked on it more in practice. We've probably been watching more video than working on it in practice over the course of the last 2 months. But we've kind of peeled back the layers and went back and worked on certain things in practice just to get our details and habits pretty good and re-emphasizing those things.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show. Part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. He went 1-3 against Tech this year, Tom, in the regular season. Does that matter at all today?
No, it doesn't. And these are one-game shots, and these one-game shots, and it's the playoffs, so it doesn't matter at all.
You've had a lot of success in this building lately. A lot of that, to me, was how your goalies have been playing. Matias played pretty darn well last week. How much confidence you seen in him this week leading up to today?
Well, again, to me, it's been this week's no different than any other week, and I don't overly watch the guys in practice, because a lot of times in practice you're going to get lit up too. So I don't ever get too worked up in practice, never have. Don't overly look in practice, but he's just a competitive kid. He had a great weekend last week, and as you saw and as you alluded to, Schultze, and again, you hope that carries over, because you also need timely saves and good goaltending this time of year.
Brian Hallinan and Trenton Bliss both went over 100 career points this year for them. What do you notice about their game?
Oh, they got good. They're different players, but they're really good players. Bliss is a speed-based guy, where Hallinan is big and strong. He's kind of your throwback type of guy.
Is there an area on the rink, an area of the game you really, really like your chances this weekend?
Well, I mean, I just think the biggest thing is I'm going to go back to. You need to be good on both sides of the puck this time of year, because it's win or go home, and you got to really be strong on the defensive side of the puck. You really got to take care of the puck well. So when you do those things, the other things take care of itself.
I asked you this question last week, and I kind of liked the question, and I liked your answer, so I'll ask it again. What's the message to your team here right before we drop the puck tonight?
Well, I just think the biggest thing is just keep, they know how to play playoff hockey. Just make sure, you play a 60-minute game. I think that's the biggest thing is. And it's going to be a roller coaster. All these games, there's a roller coaster. you know, throughout the game. And there's going to be times that there's going to be some momentum, you know, with those guys. There's going to be some times, obviously, we're going to carry the play, but things go both ways.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.